USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Among those measures, the deployment of National Guard troops throughout the country, especially on the southern border with Guatemala. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge.
The U.S. also agreed to contribute more to development assistance, not just in Central America, but also in southern Mexico. That's also funding that the Trump administration recently cut off. But Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor was sentenced Friday to 12 years in prison for the fatal shooting of a woman while responding to her 911 call.
I caused this tragedy, and it is my burden. I wish, though, that I could relieve that burden others feel from the loss that I caused. I cannot, and that is a troubling reality for me. I will think about Ms. Ruschek and her family forever.
A public hearing is set by the House Intelligence Committee on the counterintelligence implications of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. The hearing will be held next Wednesday and will feature testimony from former FBI officials who worked in the Bureau's National Security Branch. This will be the first in a series of hearings the committee plans to hold on Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference and possible links with the Trump campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Department of Defense has lodged a formal diplomatic complaint to Moscow after a Russian destroyer came within 165 feet of a U.S. guided missile cruiser in the East China Sea. John Clemens reports.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the USS Chancellorsville was forced to take emergency action to avoid a collision.
The unsafe, unprofessional acts certainly put our men and women at risk.
The Chancellorsville was forced to execute all engines back full to maneuver away from the Russian destroyer. Mr. Shanahan said this incident will not deter the mission in the eastern part of the East China Sea.
Unsafe, unprofessional acts will not deter us from conducting operations.
I'm John Clemens.
The body of an original Mouseketeer has been identified in southern Oregon. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
And before we are done.
A body that was found in an Oregon home 2 months ago has now been identified as that of long-missing Dennis Day, one of the original members of the Mickey Mouse Club TV show from the 1950s. His death is under investigation. Day was reported missing in mid-July by his husband, who suffers memory loss and was in a hospital at the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.